Did you know that Whitney Houston's debut LP, called simply Whitney Houston, had 4 number one singles on it? Did you know that, Christy? Whitney's voice leaps across so many boundaries and is so versatile, though she's mainly a jazz singer, that it's hard to take in the album on a first listening. It's hard to choose a favorite track among so many great ones, but The Greatest Love of All is one of the best, most powerful songs ever written about self-preservation and dignity. Its universal message crosses all boundaries and instills one with the hope that it's not too late to better ourselves, to act kinder. Since Elizabeth, it's impossible in the world we live in to empathize with others, we can always empathize with ourselves. It's an important message, crucial, really, and it's beautifully stated on the album. Do you like Phil Collins? I've been a big Genesis fan ever since the release of their 1980 album, Duke. Before that, I really didn't understand any of their work. It was too artsy, too intellectual. It was on Duke where Phil Collins' presence became more apparent. I think Invisible Touch is the group's undisputed masterpiece. It's an epic meditation on intangibility. At the same time, it deepens and enriches the meaning of the preceding 3 albums. Christy, Take Off the Robe. Listen to the brilliant ensemble playing of Banks, Collins, and Rutherford. You can practically hear every nuance of every instrument. Sabrina, Remove Your Dress. In terms of lyrical craftsmanship and sheer songwriting, this album hits a new peak of professionalism. Sabrina, Why Don't You Dance a Little? Take the lyrics to Land of Confusion. In this song, Phil Collins addresses the problem of abusive political authority. In Too Deep is the most moving pop song of the 1980s about monogamy and commitment. The song is extremely uplifting. Their lyrics are as positive and affirmative as anything I've heard in rock. Christy, get down on your knees so Sabrina can see your asshole. Phil Collins' solo efforts seem to be more commercial and therefore more satisfying in a narrower way, especially songs like In the Air Tonight and Against All Odds. Sabrina, don't just stare at it, eat it. But I also think that Phil Collins works better within the confines of the group than as a solo artist, and I stress the word artist. This is Susudio, a great, great song, and a personal favorite. You like Huey Lewis and the News? Their early work was a little too new wave for my taste, but then Sports came out in 1983, and I think they really came into their own, commercially and artistically. The whole album has a clear, crisp sound, and a new sheen of consummate professionalism that gives the songs a big boost. He's been compared to Elvis Costello, but I think Huey has a more bitter, cynical sense of humor. In 1987, Huey released this, 4, their most accomplished album. I think their undisputed masterpiece is Hip to Be Square, a song so catchy that most people probably don't listen to the lyrics, but they should. Because it's not just about the pleasures of conformity and the importance of trends. It's a personal statement about the band itself. Hey guys? Thanks for 200 followers.